Next up, we've got Celestial Drift with Ambassal. I imagine Flub dragging his amps and guitars out into the desert amongst the cactuses and tumbleweeds. He plugs everything into a diesel generator and begins a epic stoner rock concert. And I'm definitely there for it. This song has got the right kind of driving rhythms and head-banging power that I'm into. My only criticism is I think perhaps the vocals are a little too far forward in the mix. I think it would be better if they were buried back a little further bit. I also think it would add to the mystery of the song a little bit more if canker sores weren't explicitly mentioned. It was left more ambiguous about what the Ambassal was actually used for. And I like the idea of people thinking that it was to get high or something and that kids might be taking Ambassal because they got into the stoner rock song. I think that would have been cool. But yeah, I like this, and this is one of these things where I have genre bias in favor of this song.
I'll admit it. I got genre bias for it, too. I think it's a lot of fun. You know, I called out some other songs about being novelty songs, so just to be fair, I should do that for this one, too, but this sounds kind of more interesting than most of them, and it sounds more genre than most of them, more legit than most of them, I think. It's probably just my genre bias kind of creeping in too. But it's driving, and it's full, and I think it's more of a head bobber than most of the songs on this list. I like this a lot, and I thought the wordless vocals were incorporated very well and very prominently into the song, and it's fun as heck. What's to dislike? I dug it.
I have a feeling we're going to find out what there is to dislike shortly.
Dude, don't spoil my intro. Yeah, I also have a genre bias against this. You could hardly have picked a genre that would make me unhappy than this. So I think that, yeah, treating it as a novelty song is the only way to appreciate it. And so I actually appreciate the lyrics were clear about what it's about. I will give the guy points. I mean, if you're gonna go this route, you lean into it. And that's what he did. He went all out and just held nothing back. And I think that's the only way to make this work. But yeah, I am absolutely not in the target audience, nor should I be. And so I think the fact that I could barely sit through one listen of this song is absolutely in this song's, you know, favor.